The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dublin isn't a bargain bucket tourism destination, according to the founder of the Little Museum. Writer Trevor White is concerned about Ireland's over-reliance on the North American market. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Jonathan.
How much are we dependent on American tourists coming over here looking for leprechauns?
Well, they're not just looking for leprechauns, but it's certainly true that the market is highly reliant on the North American market. And by North American, I mean both Americans and Canadians. There has been a significant drop off in business from both the UK and some of our European markets. So, yeah, there is a concern that we're over-reliant on the US market. But as always in Ireland, we're sometimes we're a little bit too quick to turn a challenge into a catastrophe. So I suppose I'm wary of overstating the difficulties that we're in. And to be fair to the tourism agencies, Fulch Ireland and Tourism Ireland, they are acutely conscious of the challenge to diversify the source of tourists.
So who's coming through the door of the Little Museum right now? Is it a good mix?
It's a huge number of people from Ireland, I have to say, with this year in particular. We reopened the museum in the summer after a major renovation. We built a lift and, stations like your own were good enough to publicise that. And as a result, we have had people from all over this island come in unprecedented numbers. Now, yes, we still have, we're still reliant on tourism business and particularly that North American market, as you say. But for me, what's really gratifying is to see the number of people from places like Donegal, Kerry, Cork come in, say, I heard about you on the radio, thought I'd come in and have a look, and then leave an hour later that little bit more proud of the capital. So, that's very gratifying.
But then again, you've plenty of other things around Dublin that are not as as wholesome as the Little Museum. But they'll happily take the money from the pockets of the American tourists. And I always say it should send a chill down the spine of people in Fáil, Ireland, when you hear an American giving out about how expensive it is here.
Yes, but again, Jonathan, to be fair, I'm wary of overstating that. There is a perception that Ireland is an expensive country, but ultimately, if the product is good enough, then you are providing value for money. And I see that in the museum every day. You know, you can pay 18 euros to come in to the Little Museum, and you'll get a terrific value for money from that investment. But you can also come in for nothing. On a Wednesday morning, you can come into the Little Museum, courtesy of Dublin Port, for free for the first tour on a Wednesday morning. So there's ways around it. You know, if you're very price sensitive, you can negotiate this very expensive city. Similarly, there are pockets of value to be had elsewhere. So, for example, you go to the theatre, and again, a lot of your listeners will be familiar with this. You go to the theatre in Broadway or the West End, you pay over 100 euro for a decent ticket. In Dublin, you go for half of that price to one of two world-class theatres in the Abbey, our National Theatre, and the Gate Theatre. So as I say, there are pockets of value. You just need to be a little shrewd, perhaps, about how you spend
your money. Yeah, a little bit conscious. When you talk about bargain bucket tourism, I mean, I have to ask, what cities do you have in mind and can I get a flight there?
Well, the short answer is yes, you can get a flight, and there's dozens of them all over the world. And there is a related problem over tourism. And over tourism, very simply, is, it's just a city being too reliant on tourism as a source of revenue, and as such, clogging it up and making it almost uninhabitable. Now, we are a long way from that in Dublin. And again, I'm very wary of overstating the risks around over-tourism. But yes, again, to answer your question, there are cities at certain times of year, you know, the likes of Barcelona and Venice, where it's genuinely uncomfortable to be a tourist. I was in Rome, funny enough, in September.
They're not cheap. I mean, I want to know what's the cheap destination and what can we rob from that? Because I think of somewhere like Prague in the Czech Republic, which is quite easy to get to. You don't feel like you're being fleeced. In fact, you can get really, really good value in a city like that. A lot of the Polish cities would be the same, and indeed some of the Belgian cities outside of Brussels. I mean, should we be taking more from them than leaning into the Barcelonas and the Venices?
Well, to be honest, Jonathan, I just think it's important that we don't delude ourselves. Dublin is never going to be a cheap city. It's just not, and I don't think there's any point pretending otherwise. I think what we need to lean into is the quality of the product. So, for example, I've talked about cultural institutions there. Let's talk for a moment about the pubs, the Victorian pubs of Dublin. This evening we're launching a history of Neary's, one of the great pubs of Dublin on Chatham Street. And that's a bar that's been in existence for 150 years. It's not just a pub. It's not just a tourist attraction. It's part of the local community. And it's something that has got this huge repository of anecdote and heritage tied up in it. And to me, the answer to the challenge around tourism is actually about leaning into the quality of the experiences that we offer and being unapologetically proud of them. So Neary's, yeah, for me, I'm hugely excited about launching this book about Neary's this evening, because again, I want to spread the word about how many wonderful things there are to see and do in our capital.
Listener says, Ireland is criminally expensive and Dublin's product is shockingly poor. Go to Berlin or Amsterdam or Prague, the product is better and the cost is a fraction. And you list all the cities as well, and I know, like, we can talk about Dublin's public space, but all those cities, all places you can sit out. Okay, you can have a pint in Neary's in the summer, you might be able to sit outside. We don't have the same open spaces that they have there. We don't have the kind of the sense that they have of it being a place where people congregate. Dublin just kind of, you move from pub to pub or venue to venue and that's it.
Again, Jonathan, I'm wary of going from
my
from challenge
is coming
to
out here quite strongly here. I'm flying the flag for my native city.
Yeah, I just wary of going from challenge to catastrophe in you know, five simple steps. I'm not here to defend the Irish climate. You know, there's nothing I can do about that, sadly. But again, I suppose what I would say, and again, Cork is similar. Cork is a small, vibrant city with a huge number of exciting things to see and do. And again, we need to be proud of this stuff. You know, it's very easy to talk down this country, and I'm wary of doing that, particularly at this rather fragile moment in history.
You've been doing your little bit on Stephen's Green for the last while with the Little Museum. I am fascinated at its appeal, and it's such a lovely idea. What is the most popular thing there? What is the thing that people spend more time at than anything else?
Well, I'll answer that in two ways, if I may. Firstly, with an artefact. My favourite artefact is a collection of tennis balls discarded by the dogs of Dunleary between 2010 and 2020, which the brilliant artist Gary Coyle assembled and then presented to us. And that's a source of endless fascination for people of all ages. The second answer I'd give is our guided tour. And that's really the essence of the visit to the Little Museum. And frankly, whatever success we enjoy is due to the talent and enormous dedication of our team, of our guides. They are simply world-class, and I'm so proud to work with them. TripAdvisor do an annual ranking of the, you know, the top visitor attractions in the world, and I'm very proud to say that we're now the number 12 in Europe. We're slightly behind the Acropolis, but we're ahead of the British Museum, which proves, does it not, that history has a sense of humour.
And you had absolutely, and you've robbed nothing from other countries. Look at you standing there proud. Trevor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Trevor White, founder of the Little Museum and writer. Thanks very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.